virtual couch.
Only way we going hell. Real talk, Latisha keeps it real. Real talk, she's an awesome therapist. Real talk, let's keep it real. Real talk's only way we going hell. Real talk, Latisha keeps it real. Real talk, she's an awesome therapist. Real talk, gotta keep it real with this man of hell. Latisha's here to provide the help, so you could take care of yourself. You gotta do the work of nobody else.
Wipe your feet at the door, get your snacks, water, and an open mind to take in these priceless gems from your favorite therapist, Latisha.
It should be illegal to have this much swag. Latisha, maybe you need to order up a prescription for that sauce, girl. Are you ready to be enlightened? Empowered and inspired? Wipe your feet at the door, get your snacks, water, and an opened mind to take in these priceless gems from your favorite therapist, Latisha.
With that dope swag from the best coast to the west coast.
And she's fine too.
On Latisha's virtual couch. Do your thing, beautiful.
Hello, my lovely people, and welcome to Latisha's Virtual Couch. Happy, I guess, Valentine's Day Eve. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and it's supposed to be a day of love and roses and candy and all that good stuff, but sometimes it's not so lovely and fun for people who are, I guess, not in a relationship. And to be honest with you, I hate having this conversation because I think Valentine's Day is so bad. It's a commercial day because you're supposed to love your loved one every single day. Another reason why I really don't like it is because people just equate it to romantic love. How about love your child? Love yourself. Let's start there first, right? Love your family and your friends. And I'm glad that they have the Galentine's Day. I don't know why that name is. I don't know how they came up with that name. But just having even a celebration with your friends, okay? The reason why I also don't like it so much is because, not just from the commercial aspect of it, it's because you may be comparing yourself to someone else based on what they're getting, what they're posting in. Home is really not all that cracked up to be. It's really not all what they're posting about, right? You know, you have a lot of smoke and mirrors on social media, of course, and on this day, you just see a lot of cap, okay? So I want to give you a few tips and even a video to just how to get through your day. Not only that, February is still smack dab towards the end of seasonal affective disorder. And we talked about that before in my previous podcast episodes. And this is when, if you're in a certain region or even in a region where there is a lot of sun, you may have a bout of rain and cloudiness where your depression may be a little bit more pronounced, okay? So not only is Valentine's Day approaching, but some of you still may be dealing with that. And not only that, but after the holidays, you know, the holidays are over now, but you may have some bills that you need to pay because during the holidays, it's, you know, you're really not thinking about spending because you're in the festive mood, right? And so now you're back down to reality and you have to pay all those bills from all that money that you spent on those loved ones, right? So I'm going to leave a video here. And I just want to tell you to take care of yourself on, you know, tomorrow. Do something for yourself. Even if you have to volunteer, that's always a good thing too. I don't hear people really talking about that. Go volunteer, show your love to others. Do something for yourself. Take yourself out to the movies. Go get a bite to eat. Go buy, I don't want to equate this to money all the time, right? Even if you just stay home and cook your favorite meal, order out, do something that you ordinarily wouldn't do. Take a day off of work, but don't tell them that I told you if you don't work for yourself, okay? But don't be so hard on yourself. You don't want to just be with anyone, too, because this is what happens as well, too. You start picking up the phone and calling those people that you shouldn't be talking to. Don't do that, because that has consequences as well, okay? So, before you can love on anyone else, you have to love on yourself. And I know that sounds so cliche, but it is true. You can't really love anyone else if you're not starting with yourself first. So take care of yourself. Even if you have to sleep in tomorrow, get extra sleep, get that favorite meal that you want, look at that favorite show, stream something. Just do those things that make your heart smile, okay? Don't be hard on yourself, and this too shall pass. Before you know it, we will be at February 15th, okay? And then we'll be talking about this again tomorrow, okay? So with that said, happy Valentine's Day to you. The information provided on this platform is for informational purposes only. If you ever find yourself becoming triggered, please refrain from listening. If you ever feel like you want to hurt yourself or hurt someone else, please dial 911 or report to your nearest emergency room. Thank you. If you or someone you love are having thoughts of committing suicide, please call the National Suicide Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or call 1-800-273-TALK. You are not alone.
Hey, Psych2Goers, welcome back to our channel. Ah, love is in the air, and so is great care, taken by you. Why? Because it's Valentine's Day, which means for some partners, they're scrambling for gifts, expensive jewelry, and last-minute dinner reservations. Along with the positive ways a celebration of love can affect you and your relationship, there are also ways in which Valentine's can negatively impact you. Single or in a relationship, here are five reasons why Valentine's Day is bad for you. Number one. You may be pressured to spend lots of money. Do you feel a bit pressured to spend loads of money on expensive gifts and flowers? It's the thought that counts. Really, your gift doesn't have to be super expensive to mean more to your partner. But many feel pressured into spending a great deal of money on gifts for their partner during the holiday of love. You may go out of your normal spending budget for this holiday. But if you find yourself pressured by that sales associate to spend big, on some diamond jewelry or fancy cologne, then you'll not only feel the pressure during the holiday, but afterwards when you look in your wallet next. Unless you use a credit card, then it's like it never happened, right? Number two, expectations are high. Expectations can be very high on Valentine's Day, not just for gifts, but for the romantic day. Many partners may start to expect this holiday to be the best of the best, an amazing romance-driven day filled with joy and love. But it's not often like that for many. Jonathan Fader, psychologist and assistant professor of family medicine at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, wrote in his article from Psychology Today that setting expectations so high can set us up for disappointment when reality doesn't match up with these unrealistic hopes, he writes. He continues explaining that one study found that couples who enter relationships with positive expectations are more likely to face later disappointment and relationship dysfunction than couples who enter with more realistic expectations. So remember, it's just a day to give your partner a bit of extra love and affection. Let them know how much you care for them, but avoid the expectations that it will be the best day ever. Number three, it may set off depressive thoughts. For those who are single, Valentine's Day can set off a stream of lonely thoughts and feelings. If you're feeling lonely and desire a partner, Valentine's Day may not help with those feelings. Not only are stores lined with little reminders about romance and love, but then you're reminded about the holiday online too. If possible, avoid comparing yourself to others and know that you don't need a partner to feel happy. Call a friend, a sibling, set up a Galentine's Day party, have a self-care day. Valentine's Day doesn't need to be all about romance. It can simply be about love too, for yourself or others. Number four, your partner isn't clear on what they want. So we've mentioned the pressure to buy expensive gifts for your partner, but many couples find their partner isn't quite clear on what they want for the holiday. Some may not even know what they want. So you may have a different type of pressure not to spend more money, but find something extra special. What if they get you something very meaningful, but you don't know what to get them? This is simply another way pressure and stress can wreak havoc on your mind on Valentine's Day. And number five, you may make comparisons. Do you make comparisons with how other couples spent their Valentine's, or maybe with your favorite romance movie? Comparing your happiness to others can lead to not only stress, but unnecessary dissatisfaction. You may start to analyze your relationship more than needed, simply because your friend had an over-the-top Valentine's Day while yours was a sweet day out with your partner. But really, you had a great time. Comparisons may leave you feeling bad or worried you should have done more for your partner. Your friend might even be comparing their day to yours and feeling the same way. Psychologist Jonathan Fader explains in Psychology Today that these comparisons can lead to dissatisfaction about our own way of celebrating, even if it was perfectly enjoyable and satisfying in the moment. Indeed, they can. You may think that everyone else's day was simply perfect and may feel a little put down by it all. But people generally like to share the highlights only. Instead of comparing your day with others, focus on how your day was simple, sweet, or special to you. It was with something you love, whether that be a person or a favorite movie and a bowl of popcorn. Rear Window, you're a classic. If possible, enjoy your day for what it is. It's special to you, with a loved one or yourself. Hey, still gotta love yourself. And why shouldn't you? You're pretty amazing. So go ahead and celebrate that. And go ahead and indulge in those delicious boxes of chocolates.
Didn't she just drop some gems? Come back soon for some more of her intellectually stimulating conversations with a dose of humor laced with that dope LA swag. Keep doing your thing, beautiful. She's out. Peace.
Leticia's Virtual Couch.